Hi, I'm Robert.
And I'm Alyssa.
And this is Fighting Over the Remote. Each week, we enter the ring to defend the honor of our favorite movies.
Will one of us reign supreme, or will we find common ground in the movies that we love?
Hello, and welcome to Fighting Over the Remote. This podcast is a special review episode of the film...
Saltburn.
Starring Barry Keoghan and Jacob Elordi.
Elordi, my goodness.
When I see him, I go, Elordi.
That's why I'm screaming.
His little earring in this.
Yeah, so we're a little late to the party on this one. I purposefully tried to stay away from spoilers just because I was like, I don't know what the fuck this movie's about. I knew there was some weird stuff that happened. I knew there was something with a bathtub. I knew he was dancing naked and apparently had a big penis. That was really all I knew about the movie. That was all that I was getting from my sources, aka TikTok. But everyone and their mother was telling me to watch it, so...
Yeah, I'd seen a lot of like, this is the craziest movie I've ever seen.
Really?
Yeah, that's I got so a lot funny. Of those TikToks, and then I got Film Bro TikToks like, oh, you thought this was crazy? This is nothing. This
compared
is,
to this, yeah.
Oh my God, you guys are such noob film watchers.
Yeah.
Word for word what they would say. They'd say, you noob film watchers.
I believe it. Yeah. I believe it. That's how those movie bro people be.
Men named Jeff, Kevin. Mark.
They know about movies. They know about
Brett.
Movies. But I think it's funny because like this is a movie that was very mainstream, and I feel like its subject matter felt like something that would maybe be in an indie movie or something like that. Like this feels funny to me that it went so mainstream. I mean, obviously Jacob Elordi's in it, so I'm sure they kind of expected it would blow up. But like, do you know what I mean? Like, I think because I've heard from a few people, they're like, this movie was so disturbing. I was disgusted, blah, blah, blah. Which, like, sure, yeah, it is a little tough to watch in parts, but, like, I was very confused. I was like, have you ever seen a movie that, like, expanded your view of movies, or do you just stick with your little bubble? Like, if this was the most disturbing movie you've ever seen, I'm just...
Those are the people who started Parasite and then turned it off when they realized they had to watch subtitles.
Ooh.
Yeah. Calling y'all out.
Oops. So, what's the movie about, Robert? What is Saltburn?
I'm going to try and do a non-spoiler review, and then we'll give it a few more minutes, and then we'll get into spoilers.
Okay, sounds good. Sound? Although I feel like everyone's already seen it, but that's fine.
That's true. But in the...
Just in case.
In the odd chance you are not... You have not seen this movie.
And you would like to watch it later.
Is about a character named Oliver, who becomes enamored with a aristocrat named Felix, and they strike a friendship.
Good name. Good
and
names.
Felix invites Oliver to his family's home for the summer, and the home is called Saltburn.
Mm-hmm.
And the film mostly follows Oliver as his relationship with Felix borders on obsession.
I would say so.
And hijinks ensue.
And he gets to know Felix's family and friends.
And hijinks ensues.
And there's a lot of power struggle and commentary on rich people.
Yeah.
For real.
I think this movie had a lot of potential. You know, I made you watch Talented Mr. Ripley, which a lot of people have compared this movie to that.
I'm really glad you had me watch that before this, actually.
That was not planned.
I
knew people had compared this to Talented Mr. Ripley, but I wasn't like,
yeah,
oh, we're going to watch Saltburn at some point. I should make her watch this first. But I think that is a movie that like left me intrigued by the characters.
Yeah.
And like wanting to know more about them and like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's partly due to Matt Damon's performance. Not that Barry Keoghan's not really good in this. He is really good in this. I think he just wasn't really given the material to be as good as he could have been. This movie, I think I'm disappointed in this movie just because I think it has had a lot of potential. What is happening?
Do you have something you'd like to say, sir? Milo, he's standing on the stool we use for our microphones, and he's invading our space.
Like, oh, hello.
Oh, you giving daddy a hug, kisses. Can you guys hear that? Ew. So, we were rudely interrupted by our dog Milo, and we had to go take him on a walk, but we're back.
But now we're back, and what we were talking about before was how disappointed I was in this movie. Mm-hmm. I was expecting it to be a little more similar to Talented Mr. Ripley, but I think where this movie went wrong is that I don't think it really had... I think it had a lot to say about not much. You know what I mean?
Really?
It felt like it was trying to say a lot about the classes, about how rich people act, and I think its message just kind of failed for me.
Hmm.
I don't know. It just didn't deliver it in a way. Like, I was like, okay, I get, you know, the reason Barry Keoghan did some of the things he did.
Hmm.
But I didn't really understand his motivations totally.
I think that I didn't fully understand his reasonings either. Like, I think I understood the irritation with the upper class and, like, how he, like, wanted that to be his life so badly. But I also think, I wonder if we even really needed to know that fully. Like, I don't know. Because I feel like with his kind of... what's the word? Peculiarities?
Mm-hmm.
I kind of feel like that was almost speaking for him. Like, just his obsession and, like, his very strange behavior. And I don't know.
I was just like... I mean, I understand that, like, he both loved and hated Felix.
Mm-hmm.
But I just,
something about it.
I didn't understand why he specifically was obsessed with Felix. I didn't understand why he, started hating him. I didn't really, like...
I wonder if it was kind of like he idolized him so much because he wanted to be just like him. Like, it's like the weird thing, like, for the people who are, like, so obsessed with themselves that they want to fuck themselves. Like, I wonder if, like, that's kind of... Like, he just wanted to be him so bad.
Yeah, maybe. I'll cut it. Yeah, we can... Let's give our, like, broad talks, and then we can... Or broad, like, thoughts, like, what we thought of the movie, and then we'll get into spoilers.
Okay.
I thought this was a pretty mid movie. I thought this was fine. I thought it was interesting to look at. Like, it was, like... It was, like, kind of fun to watch because a lot's happening, but I don't think I got anything out of this movie. I didn't really, like... I think the mark of a good movie for me, like a movie that I think is special, is that I will be thinking about the movie for days after.
Mm.
And I didn't get this. I kind of forgot everything that happened, like, as soon as the credits rolled.
Interesting. Well, we did have to watch it in two sittings because I'm a sleepy girl. I do know that about you. Like, I think I'm aware that, like, that's how you feel about movies, kind of generally, that you like to, like, be processing it for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I think for me, I really enjoyed this movie, and I kind of just, once it was over, I was, like, done with it, and I was okay with that. But, like, I know what you mean, and I, like, understand it, but I kind of, for this, I was like, I don't really know what else I could have wanted from this movie. Like, I don't really think it needed to, like, challenge me further. Like, I think something that really struck me was, like, the power struggle between all the characters. Mm-hmm. It was such an intricate thing, and it was so differently portrayed, I think, than, like, mm-hmm. the normal, like, someone is obsessed with people who are more upper class than they are, and, like, wants to be like them, and just, like, wants to steal their stuff. It was, like, this weird fucking, like, obsession with, like, oh, just, like, needing he was just, like, up their asses. Like, he was just, like, so infatuated with them that he needed to be the nicest guy you've ever known, and then simultaneously had these plans that were probably, or maybe, like, years in advance.
Yeah.
Of, like, completely pulling this family apart so that he could be at the head of it. And, like, I don't know, something about that really struck me, like the way that they handled the power struggles, because I think his character, Oliver, was allowing the other characters to feel like they had power over him.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, throughout the movie, he would be like looking at these different people, like the mother or Felix or the father or whatever. He would be looking at them as if they had all this power over him, and he would, like, you'd be hearing his inner monologue, you would see his interactions, and he would let them feel like they had the power, even though he was kind of flipping it on them and starting to try to, like, get under their skin. And then in the end, he ended up being the one with all the power.
Yeah. I think some of the decisions they made in the writing of this movie and in some of the performances make me think that it was trying to be more than just entertaining.
Hmm.
So we'll go ahead and get into spoilers.
Yeah.
So, like, you liked the movie but didn't think it was amazing, essentially.
I think I'll say this. It's not one of my most favorite movies.
Mm-hmm.
I enjoyed it. I would watch it again. But I wasn't... I think the acting was really, really good. Like, I think the acting was phenomenal. But I think overall, like you said, like, there were only certain parts of it that I think I've carried with me from the movie. And, like, generally, most movies that I find amazing, quote unquote, will, like, sit with me for a while. I think the casting was really good, though. I'll say that as well.
Yeah, I thought the cast was really good. I thought the acting was really good. I thought the cinematography was really good. I thought it was a really beautiful movie. Yeah. I liked the music in it a lot.
Yeah.
There were a lot of things to like. When I say a movie's mid, I mean, I literally mean this is an average
movie. Yeah, you're not shitting on it.
Average is not bad.
No.
Average is average.
Yeah. Robert just has a very particular, like, taste in, like, what he will rewatch.
I'll probably rewatch this someday. I mean, it's not like I've rewatched worse movies than this and, like, enjoyed the rewatch. Like, it's not, you know, I guarantee this movie has a very, I will give it this, it has a very particular style to it.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'm ever in the mood for that particular style, I will come back to this.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that is a testament to it. You know, it's a very singular film.
It definitely has a niche.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I think on a scale of 1 to 10, I'd give it like a 5 or a 6, which is, again, not bad. Like,
yeah. I would say I would give it like a... I'll give it an 8.
Wow, okay.
I would give it an 8.
Well, all right.
I have a hard time rating movies poorly because I enjoy watching movies, so it's difficult for me to be like, oh, I didn't like it. But that's just for me.
I think it's also really hard to rate movies that just came out because I think sometimes they need to ruminate a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be curious to see if this one is one that, like, kind of sticks in the zeitgeist just because it does have so many distinct moments in it.
Yeah, I think it will
That, like, yeah, people will be like, oh, yeah, that's the movie where Barry Keoghan dances with his cock out, right? Yeah. Like,
I am kind of bothered that the movie has been reduced to those moments, though, because I think the movie was really good.
Yeah, it kept having these really interesting moments, and then it felt like the movie kind of had ADHD, and it would leave those moments really quickly.
I kind of like that.
So now we'll get into spoilers now, but like the parts when they're in the college, it'll be like scenes that I'm really interested in, like Barry Keoghan interacting with
Felix's
friends.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden it'll cut away from that and it'll be like a month later or like it'll be a montage of their friendship or something like that. And I was like, no, I want to watch this weird fucker Oliver
try to
interact with these rich, popular kids and try to, like, get in good with them.
Well, I feel like that is the whole thing, is, like, he gets what he wants out of it, so you move on with the plot line. You know what I mean? Like, he gets his motive fulfilled. You know what I just thought about? Why didn't they ever come back to, like, the professor and what's his name? Farley. Do you remember that? Like, they had, like, so many shots of that, and then they never were really, like...
Yeah, they never had, like, Farley comment, like,
about...
Oh, yeah, I was in his fucking, like...
Yeah.
Off...
His office hours or whatever it was. Like... I guess at Cambridge,
they probably like assign you a professor mentor. That's or something what I was, like that,
yeah, but it looked like discussion hours or something.
Yeah.
But I was confused why that was never really like you would have thought, I don't know, like, I see what you're saying, but I do feel like some of the things that happened were like parts of his plan and it just kind of moved along to like the next quote unquote part of his plan.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, and I guess that would lend itself to us rewatching this movie someday.
Yeah.
I just like the parts where he's with Felix's sister. I thought those were really fun, like interesting scenes. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh wow, I wonder where
you
this
really
is going.
You really liked when he ate her out when she was and on her period?
No, but I mean, I wasn't like, oh fuck yeah, but I was like, oh, this is at least interesting, you know?
Yeah, that is true.
And I was wondering where they were going to go with it. And then they were like, oh, well, Felix doesn't like it, so he just doesn't do it anymore. And I was like,
that was an interesting power struggle though, with the three of them like that. I just really liked the way that, what's her name? Emerald Fennel. I liked how she worked that out. Something about all of the power dynamics in this movie, I really, really, really liked a lot.
I think there's a lot to like in this movie, which is why it frustrates me so much.
Mm.
Because I think Emerald Fennel is like a talented filmmaker.
Promising Young Woman is her other movie.
Which I haven't seen, but I've heard. Well, I've heard mixed reviews.
Well, that's because you hear the reviews from a lot of men, you know.
I mean, fair enough. I am a man. I'm friends with men.
They just want to watch people shoot each other and punch each other in the face. And when there's not that in the movie, they're disappointed.
Yeah. Is that too much to ask? Come on. They should have had a 10-minute shootout.
You know what they're
Farley
scared
should have come back to
of the
property.
Wrath of a woman. That's what it is. They're scared of the wrath of a woman.
I think women are afraid of the wrath of women.
Yeah, we are. Women are terrifying. Have you met one?
Yes.
I love them.
I've met multiples.
Multiples? When have you been in a multiple relationship?
I've met multiples of women.
What? A lot of twins?
I've met a pair of twins before.
Okay, anyways.
I think I met triplets before, too.
Okay, what were you going to say? We're off the train of thought.
I think that Emerald Fennel is a talented filmmaker.
Yes.
And I am excited to see her
future works.
Yeah, I mean, this movie is distinct enough to where, like, I will be interested in whatever she does next. If that makes sense. Even if I, like, am not, like, this isn't like a, you know, like if the Coen brothers are making something, I'm like, okay, there's like a 99% chance that I will like this at the very least. I might not like the things that she makes, but I am ready to give them a shot. Mm-hmm. I think is how I come away from this movie feeling. So what do you think about the writing? I thought the writing was not bad in points, but there were definitely like, I can't remember like specific scenes. I didn't take good notes, but, there were definitely scenes where I thought I was just kind of like, what are they talking? Like some of Farley's lines specifically, I was just like, what are you fucking on about?
I wish we could have met his mom. That would have been an interesting
character. There are a few characters, like, I get that this movie was from Oliver's point of view, but I really wish that it would have, like, devoted a little bit more time. I would have loved to know more about Felix.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I feel like it did not spend enough time with him. And I think that might be partly what, like another thing that frustrated me so much is, like, Jacob Elordi is, like, a magnetic presence.
So good in this, yeah.
I mean, I think he is...
in everything.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of, like, in that the same boat as, like, Austin Butler, where they're just, like, magnetic. Like, you can tell that they are going to be fucking stars.
There are, yeah.
And, I mean, you know, I made that point without thinking about the fact that they both played Elvis in the past 2 years, but, I mean, I think they are just, like, Jacob Elordi, like, he just has that, like, charisma. And I mean, part of it comes from the fact that he's like 6'5" and like super hot. Like, I think that helps him. But
well, yeah, it doesn't hurt him. That's for sure.
But I thought this movie was going to be mostly Oliver and Felix, and it was mostly Oliver.
Yeah. I know what you mean though, because I think when you look at Felix through Oliver's perspective, it feels like the only reason he is enamored by Felix is because everyone loves Felix.
Yeah, I think it's like a...
Like he just attracts lovers,
I think he's attracted to Felix, and he's attracted to the...
What he has.
Felix's presence, I guess.
Yeah.
But I think, back to what you were saying about Farley's mom, like they devoted so much time to Farley that it's weird that they didn't introduce his mom.
I feel like that would have blown up the movie somehow, and I would have loved to have seen that.
I kept waiting for Farley's mom to show up and it to be like a famous actress. Like,
yeah. And for it to somehow like create a thread of something. Or
yeah, like it's like fucking Viola Davis or somebody like that. Something. Like I was just waiting for that. I don't think Viola Davis would do this movie.
I was going to say, but coming back to your question, I really liked the writing in this. I felt like it had a lot of good metaphor just in like what they included in the cinematography. Like the creepy little like paper doll thing that they had. Symbolism. Yeah, a lot of symbolism. Thank you. Yeah. The little creepy doll thing. And then like, I'm not sure if that's what Barry Keoghan was. Keoghan? Keoghan?
Keocam?
No, how do you actually say it? Keoghan?
Keoghan, I think it's
Barry
Keoghan.
Keoghan. How he was dressed in his birthday party scene, it kind of made him look like he was Bottom from Midsommar. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that while we were watching.
Yeah, and Felix, I didn't necessarily know what Felix was, but the wings were, like, so, something about that, like, just scratched my brain in the right way. Like, I think she did a really good job of keying in to very specific parts of the movie and adding on to it. Oh, and, like, what's the sister? Is India the sister? No, what's her name? She's got a weird name.
It's not India. It was further down, I remember, because I was looking up the actress and I couldn't find her anywhere.
Rest of cast listed alphabetically.
Venetia.
Venetia. Like, the way that, like, when everyone starts dying, her glamour, her glitz is gone. She's got no makeup on. Her hair's crazy. She's wearing, like, a t-shirt. Like, just, like, little things like that, keeping with the movie. Like, there's nothing that bothers me more than like things that feel like, obviously, like this is not a movie that's grounded in reality. We can all acknowledge it, that like this is not something that you would necessarily hear about in real life. Like maybe, but like nothing bothers me more than when something is trying to pretend like it's real life and like it shows a woman waking up and she's got a full face of makeup on as if that's normal. Like,
yeah.
It creates the reality. I think the movie created such a good reality and was so well put together through the writing and the acting and the cinematography that I felt like it was a reality. Like it could have happened, even if it's not like grounded in that quote unquote.
Yeah.
And like having like Carey Mulligan's character in there was crazy. Like just the way that she comes in. I think it just showed the way that these rich people don't care about. Like, just like, are you going to leave? Are you going to leave? We really think it's time for you to leave. You know?
I think the conversation.
And then she died, and they were like, yeah, she died.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I think the conversation they were having when Oliver first walks up to like their sitting room or wherever they were, and he's hearing them talk about him,
the gossip,
and then he hears them talk about her, so like he just immediately is like, oh, these people don't give a fuck about anybody but themselves. Like, I'm sure he knew that already, but like
they don't even really care about each other.
No, it's also veiled. I can't think of the word for it, but it's all fake.
Yeah, like oh my god the best scene of the movie in my opinion is when Felix is getting carted off.
Oh, yeah.
And they're sitting, they're all sitting at the table and they're trying to, quote, eat their lunch or whatever. And Venetia's pouring the wine onto the table.
Yeah.
And Farley's screaming and crying. And then Oliver tells on Felix. Oh, my God. That scene.
Tells on Farley, yeah.
Oh, on Farley. That was such a crazy scene. The acting in that scene. And, like, Rosamund Pike just being the most, like, elegant motherfucker. Like, oh, I think the lunch is quite nice. Did you have a nice time at the party? You know, I mean, oh, my God. So good.
I mean, she's one of my favorite actresses for a reason. But, I mean, like, she nailed the, like, mom in shock who's, like, there's just enough in the eyes to let you know that she was like on the edge.
Yeah. But also it's like, this is not how normal people react when someone dies. Like, you can see that by the kids. And there's so much commentary about, like, how that age of adults treats things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're screaming at the butler for not closing the blinds fast enough.
Would you just close the blinds? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh, I could rewatch that scene for sure.
When you were talking about Venetia, like, post Felix's death, that was, like, the first scene that I thought of, because I...
That was her monologue in the bathtub.
That was one of the few, like, that 10-minute stretch post Felix's death, that was, like, when I was glued to it. And I wish there was more of that. Like, I wish it would have been more of, like, part of what I love about Talented Mr. Ripley is the, like, fallout from Tom's actions, where he's all of a sudden having to juggle all of these lies, and it's like, oh my God, which lie is he gonna get caught in? And then he just never gets caught.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to see that.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's, you know, that's my failing, not the movie's failing. The movie didn't promise that. Like, that's what I was wanting, not what the movie was promising. But
yeah, I do feel like she used that movie as inspiration for this one. And with this one, it kind of feels like, well, what if he just never got caught? Like, that's what it feels like. What if he never got caught on anything and he got away with everything?
Yeah.
We also talked about, I remember right after we watched it, we talked about, like, wanting to have seen Farley come back to the house or something.
Yeah, it was sad that we never got that.
You know what I think would have been so fucking crazy and really interesting was if Farley had, I don't think we needed it, but it would have been cool to see, is like if Farley came back, like, begging to Felix or to Oliver, like begging to him. And then Oliver just, like, slammed the door in his face. Like, I would have loved a scene like that.
I don't
that.
Think Oliver would have done that. I think Oliver would have kept him as, like, a sex slave or something, because he's so obsessed with holding power over
people. Probably. Yeah, maybe. But I think that also would have been such a fuck you to him, because Farley kept saying to him, like, you'll never belong here. You're not going to come back. So, like, it would have been such a, like,
I know Farley was right the whole time, but also, like, the fuck was his problem?
He was clinging to the golden teat. That's what.
Yeah. I mean, I just, like, was like, shut the fuck up, Farley. God, you were one.
But also the scene of, Felix and Farley where he was like, we can't give your mom any more money. I was like, Jesus Christ, this is horrible.
I really like those scenes though, because they do kind of show that, like, Felix, like, even though he was nice, he wasn't, like, kind or anything.
No,
like,
he was still in the thick of all of that. Yeah. He still was so...
There's a difference between niceness and kindness.
Yeah. And he's been eating from the, what do they call it? Silver spoon?
Yeah.
His whole life. So he's not going to help him. He's not going to walk. No. He's not going to tread those waters to try to help someone. God, that fucking house though was crazy.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah. We didn't do any research, but we should have, like, looked up with
I looked up the house. I think they allowed them to film in the house as long as they didn't say where they were filming during the movie or something like that, I think.
Oh, like they didn't, like, they in the script, they didn't call it, like, whatever.
No, I think they just couldn't publicize it where they were filming. And I think also, I want to say that one of the only shots that was not in the house, like, wasn't at the estate of the house, was the maze or something. Like, I think that was shot somewhere else. I could be wrong, but when I read it, I think I remembered hearing something like that.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, is there anything else you want to say about Saltburn?
Character's fucked up.
Yeah, I thought...
I wasn't really shocked by the bathtub scene by the time I watched it.
Bathtub scene was a lot tamer than I expected.
The only thing, and I've said this to people when I've talked about this movie, the grossest part about the bathtub scene is not that he's drinking
cum water.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but
cum water.
Yeah. It's not that he's drinking that. It's that he puts his tongue in the hole of the bathtub. That is
certified
the grossest part.
Psycho behavior.
Psychotic. Because I don't care how rich you are. No one's getting, like, a little, like, scrub brush into the hole of the bathtub.
I can see myself killing a person before I can see myself tonguing
That's what I'm saying. That was the most disgusting part of that.
I can see myself fucking a grave before I'm just kidding.
Oh,
no, I can't see that.
I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, that was pretty bad.
Yeah, can I say that was the most needless... that scene took me out of the movie for like five... It took a while for
it
the movie...
It did not need to be that
because
long.
Because I loved the 10 minutes leading up to that scene, and I knew that scene was coming.
Mm.
And then it started, and then it just went. And they take the music away, and they make you just watch him do that.
I hated that they took the music away. I was like, if you could just leave the music, please, because that's the only thing distracting me from what's happening on the screen. And I totally understand why you included that. I get it, but also... I can't do it without the music.
I thought that was lazy filmmaking. I thought that was like, it was boring. And it was like, oh, you're just trying to shock me, but you're not saying anything. Like, this man's pulling his dick out and shoving it in dirt. What does that mean?
It's showing his obsession. It's showing the lengths he'll go to for his love for Felix, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, he'll fuck some dirt. Okay.
I mean, that's what I was getting. But yeah, it was a bit long. It was a bit long for me.
Yeah. I mean, that scene, like, maybe if it was 30 seconds, but it was, like, it was 2 or 3 minutes. It was a really long time.
It was a lot of fucking the dirt.
Yeah, that and then the...
Oh, my God. The scenes with the rocks were heartbreaking.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Because they did Felix's and then they did...
Venetia's.
Venetia's and then they did the mom's. Did they do the moms?
They did the dads, and then they did the moms, and then he went and got all four of them out of the water.
It was just so...
I don't even know where he would have found...
He had to have gotten scuba gear to get in there.
Yeah, and he would have... I assume he did it, like, right after each of them died, or else he would have, like...
Oh, yeah, because it was, like, years. It was, like, 10 years or something.
Yeah, I don't know how more long, than that. Like, a rock will stay in one spot in a river.
And how long the paint would stay on there.
No, they etch it.
Oh.
They like carved it into the stone.
Why did I think it was painted? Oh. That's funny. Yeah, I mean, all in all, I will definitely watch this movie again. I enjoyed it. It's making me want to go watch Promising Young Woman because I like this like thriller.
Is that what Promising... I don't know anything about Promising Young Woman.
Basically, a woman starts killing rapists. That's
oh just, okay yeah wow, okay I'll watch that with you. I didn't know that was I yeah, thought it she was just like, about like
I think it's lady. Something about know. She like she was assaulted in school and she decides that like her way to like be a good person is to start just offing people. Yeah, but I do want to watch that because I like this kind of thriller. It doesn't feel so stressful to me that I'm wanting to crawl out of my skin, which, cause that stresses me out. Like when I'm like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Like I need to get out of here.
You can't
watch
like serial killer movies.
Oh no, I don't need to do that. There are other people that can do that for me. I don't need to do that. I don't want to watch serial killer movies. They'll stay with me too long and then I'll be scared of everything. But I like I do like this feeling of like, oh my God, what's going to happen? I do like that. And I think she does a good job of writing and directing movies like that. So I want to go see that one.
Yeah. I'd be curious to see that one, but I think I'll stick with a 5 out of 10 for this.
Okay.
Yeah.
You said it was mid for you and that's fine.
Yeah, it's pretty mid. Yeah. Well, that was our review of Saltburn.
Saltburn.
Join us next week as we discuss Twilight.
Yeah.
A little peek behind the curtain. The movie has been watched. The movie has been...
enjoyed and loved.
Watched. And we will... well, I'll share my thoughts next week on the pod.
And I'll talk about my love for Twilight. Thanks. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Catch us on YouTube. Catch us on socials.
Hell yeah.
See you next week.
Have a good week. We love you.